out on the staff. I mean, after you get used to it, it doesn't take that long. It's a piece of cake. You just automatically, oh, that's a C. Oh, that's a B flat. And that's how we're going to get the ensemble to that next level, where we're all reading the notes. And then when we get the music for the first time, the level of musicianship is up here already before we start working on it. So unless you put, you know, A, G, F sharp, and start putting articulation markings, you're going to get the markings down. I don't think you're doing yourself any favor. I think you're going to have a lot of fun when you actually read the music and see where the phrase is going. Especially when you handle stuff like this, when you see the entire score, what everyone else is doing while you're playing your whatever note it is. Okay. Measure 10. And as I said, all folks, it's up to you guys. And there's an awkward split there. Like, okay, I'll play the bottom, I'll play the bottom, I'll play the top, I'll play the bottom. That kind of thing. All right, let's try something crazy. Let's hear the first note at measure 10. Everyone, okay? You see that? We'll see how on you are. Let's go to measure 10. Do you want a C,
an F,
a C, a C, an F, an F,
a
C, an F,
a C, an F. 10, we're resting.
8, 9, 10.
I can do that.
That's what I said, measure 11.
Alright.
You're listening, yeah, good. Good stuff. Alright, here we go. Measure 11, 1, 2, here we go, and. Natural, then split D.